Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
From the creators of the hit kids podcast Who Smarted and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of mysteries about true histories, affectionately known as MAP. Every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs, making learning cool. Listen to Mysteries About True Histories on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this is the last episode of Floozville for season one, so I have some bad news for you. You won't be able to sneak back down here till we release season two. I've posted guards at all the doors, I've pushed a very large piano in front of the main gate, and I've set up several booby traps. Okay, let's be honest. I haven't done any of that. Technically, you can keep coming back to Floozville. Just remember the rule of all rules, will you? Don't tell anybody we're down here. I'm counting on you. On to a more important subject. Waffle and Martha. They've been particularly distracting this week, and we have a backlog of orders for the new fizzy pancake mix. I have to get rid of them. But where can I send them that would take at least a month? Oh, Mr. Snooze, you crafty, handsome little devil, you. That's a perfect idea. I know exactly the errand I'll send them on.
Hey, Mr. Snooze, it's me, Waffle. And my super great friend, Martha. We were wondering, did you happen to see a giant ball of tape go flying through here?
Hi there, Mr. Snooze. We're also looking for a bowling ball that might have rolled in this general direction.
Strike!
You just threw a bowling ball into the lake.
I know! I wasn't even aiming for the lake!
Great shot, Waffle!
Listen, you two. Ever since you helped invent fizzy pancakes, we can't keep up with the orders. There's no time for bowling or making gigantic tape balls.
Hey, you found that tape ball!
It must have gotten stuck to the ceiling way up there. I did kick it pretty hard.
That thing is bigger than a dishwasher. Where did you get all that tape?
We borrowed it from the warehouse. It's only 612 rolls of tape. We left two rolls, you know, just in case somebody needed some tape.
Okay, that's... I don't even know what to say. Just listen very carefully. We need a new fizzy product that will run at the same time as the fizzy pancake mix. That means it has to be something compact. Something... I don't know. Flatter than a pancake, I guess.
We are in the product development department. This is going to cost you. We're like experts.
That's true.
And we're expensive.
How expensive?
I would say 700 rolls of tape will cover it. And you have to find our bowling ball. It's in the lake. And you have to let us turn you into a tape mummy when we get back.
God, experts are such divas. Fine. You have a deal. But You'll have to go to the farthest reaches of the fizzy world to find what you're looking for. Way out there, far away, not anywhere near right here. It could take, I don't know, a month, maybe even two.
I love exploring the farthest reaches of the fizzy world.
You got a deal, Mr. Schnooze. You can count on us.
Oh, great. This is the part where you leave.
Oh, right. I forgot about that part. Come on, Martha. Let's go find a never-before-seen secret ingredient.
Ooh, what should we call the secret ingredient?
Let's call it Steve.
Oh, I like Steve.
You still haven't left yet?
Leaving! I wonder where Steve lives.
He could live in one of the caves out there.
Or on top of a cliff.
Or in an underground lake.
Or maybe Steve lives in the maintenance shack.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Steve might even live in the warehouse. Should we check there first?
Sure.
Hey, Norm. Have you seen Steve anywhere around here?
He's never heard of Steve. Listen, if you got that bullhorn handy, it'd be faster to ask everyone at the same time.
Sure do. Fingernail clippers, dinner plate, marbles. Oh, here it is, a bullhorn.
Great. If anyone out there has seen Steve, would you please yell the word onion? Thank you very much. Please return to your regularly scheduled activities.
Well, we can check Floozville off our list. We need to head for the far fizzy reaches of the fizzy world.
I was hoping you would say that.
I wonder if Norm would let us take the forklift.
We just left for his lunch break.
I think that basically means we can take the forklift. What else could it mean?
I agree. Let's take the forklift. I'll drive. Out of the way, people. We got a Steve to find. Just getting used to the controls. Yeah, I got this.
Oh, we're in the lake. Should we look for the bowling ball?
Back it up. Whoa. Clean up on aisle four.
You're really good at driving. I wish I could drive.
Hang on! I'm headed for fizzy parts unknown.
Hanging on!
Up the hill we go!
We're gonna make it!
Martha, we are officially in fizzy parts unknown. Look at all these tunnels.
I feel like we've been here before, but I can't remember. Wasn't there a giant mechanical mole or something like that?
Oh, yeah. That's Alfalfa Ruby Funkel. She works at Mount Fizzy now, and she feeds the flu zombies. That whole adventure was told in Bobby Wonder Season 2. We should listen to that.
Boy, there's a lot to remember in Floozville.
We're making great time with this fancy new ride. I'm really glad Norm let us borrow it.
Norm is the best.
Whoa! It's a giant underground cave.
It's dark down there. Does this thing have headlights?
I think so.
I think that was the horn. Plus, it's still dark in there.
I wish we had some fizzy pancakes. Then we could eat a ton of them, and we would glow in the dark. That'd make a ton of light.
Hey, I have fizzy pancakes. I keep them around for snacking. Ooh, looks like my stash is getting pretty low, though. Boy, I only have about 40 fizzy pancakes.
Let's eat. Oh, Martha, you're glowing green.
You're glowing orange.
Let's get down there before the glow-in-the-dark stuff stops working. Hang on again. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
If you're seeing an underground lake, then I'm seeing what you're seeing.
There's something in that lake.
Maybe it's Steve.
What a time we're having! We borrowed a forklift and we drove it all the way out into the fizzy unknown. We found an underground lake and something is in there. We think it might be Steve. So we're going to investigate while you take a very quick break. But come right back! And we're back! Martha has volunteered to do a belly flop into the underground lake and see what's in there. She loves belly flops!
Belly flop! Ah!
It appears that Martha has sunk to the bottom of the underground lake. No, wait. Wait! I think I see the green neon glow coming back!
There's a giant squid living in this lake! Her name is not Steve.
I tell you, Martha, it's a good thing you speak squid.
It really is. Anyway, her name is Daisy.
What is Daisy doing in this underground lake? Also, has she seen Steve anywhere?
Hang on, I'll go ask.
I wonder if I could jump over a bunch of garbage cans with the forklift. I bet I could do it. Yeah, I could do it.
Daisy says she has not seen Steve, but when I explained what Steve was, she had an idea of where we might find Steve.
That's great news. Wait, what's Steve again?
The secret ingredient to make a new fizzy product.
All right, yes, Steve. Yeah, how could I forget that?
Daisy also says there used to be an underground river that flowed through here, but it's gone now. She's stuck.
Ah, man. I hate it when I get stuck.
I know, right?
Maybe we could forklift Daisy out of the lake and take her back to Floresville. And then we could be pals.
Hang on, I'll ask her.
I bet I could jump clean over this lake with the forklift. That thing is fast. It's like lightning.
Daisy says she needs to get back to the Pflugerville Ocean. It's that-a-way.
Great. I'll drive down there, pick her up with the forks on my super-fast forklift.
And I found Steve.
You did not.
I so did.
Hey there, Daisy. You're kind of heavy, no offense. Gotta give it the full gas! Yep, hit the wall. We're all good, no need to worry. Fall forward!
She says left at the top of the hill, then right, then left.
It's complicated finding the Pflugerville Ocean. Right, then straight, then right?
Left!
It's an underground waterfall! I love waterfalls!
Daisy says if you drop her in the pool under the waterfall, she can get home. Apparently, there's an underground river that leads to the ocean behind the waterfall.
We could drive all the way to the ocean and go surfing.
But what about Steve? We can't go to the ocean without Steve.
That's true. Okay, let's drop Daisy and go get Steve.
She says she's forever grateful. And if we ever end up in the ocean, she'll take us out to dinner.
I love going out to dinner. But we better go get Steve before all of this glow-in-the-dark action wears off.
Good plan. Bye, Daisy!
And we're back.
Steve is sort of round, and there are a lot of him. How about if you go get Steve, and I'll open my pouch? You can toss Steve in my pouch until I'm all filled up.
Good plan. Cannonball! Steve is an underground fruit tree.
I know, right? It's pretty cool.
Incoming!
Keep them coming! Oh! I'm full up!
And there's a ton more Steve down there. Come on, let's roll!
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
If you're wondering what Steve tastes like, then I'm thinking what you're thinking.
Exactly!
Steve is a good-looking Steve. Orange and striped and perfectly round.
Oh, Steve is amazing. You try some.
Incredible. This will be the best new fizzy flavor in the history of fizzy flavors.
And look, there's Floozville.
We're coming in hot.
Hit the brakes.
Hiya, Norm. We borrowed your forklift.
He says he was just complaining about that to Mr. Schnooze.
We've talked about this at least 1,000 times. Don't drive the forklift.
Sorry, I have no memory of that.
Of course you don't. He says please get out of his forklift.
No problem. Now, if you wouldn't mind heading over to the warehouse and bringing back 700 rolls of tape, that'd be great. We get to turn Mr. Schnooze into a tape mummy.
Tape mummy! We found Steve.
Who's Steve? Don't tell me you bought one of those flu zombies back here. That would be a disaster.
Behold, a Steve!
Let me see that thing. Well, now that's what I call a bold new flavor. I can see it already. Fizzy fruit rolls. This is a major breakthrough in sensational taste.
Hey, that's great, Mr. Schnooze. If you could just stand right over here, please.
I've got at least 10 rolls of tape in my pouch. Let's get to it.
Fizzy fruit rolls. It's gonna be bigger than fizz bars. Bigger than fizzy pancakes. Oh, it's going to be big.
I taped his legs together.
He's gonna fall over.
Like a tree.
Timber!
I don't know how they do it. Every time. But who am I to complain? I have fizzy fruit rolls. Don't tell anyone. It's a big secret, remember? Oh, and I should mention that before you go, Waffle and Martha told me all about Daisy the giant squid. And I happen to know she's going to be appearing in a new show called Whale of a Tale that starts, well, any second now. Go bother them for a while. Leave me alone. I've got work to do. Whale of a Tale. Go find it. I need to think about packaging and production. There's a lot to do. Unfortunately, I'm completely covered in tape and I can't move. Someone bring me a cheeseburger and a pencil.
Go, kid, go.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.